OKC Barons played two very good games. Didn't win either one, lost both in overtime. Head coach Todd Nelson joins us tomorrow night there in Game 3 in Texas. Todd, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks, guys. I'm doing pretty well.
Well, Todd, obviously not the outcome that you wanted. You're in both games. They go to overtime. Anything can happen. Let's talk about Game 1 first of all. Is that the one that was maybe a little bit more disappointing? You're up 2-0 midway through that game?
They're both disappointing, obviously, but in that game we had the game under control and we're up 2-0 and we're trying to, you know, we had some missed opportunities. We had about three power plays in a row in the second period when we're up 2-0. And our power play has been our bread and butter all season, but in this series we're 0-7. And if we, you know, like during that time span, if we could have got a power play goal and just went up 3-0, that game was ours. And, you know, we didn't. And then all of a sudden they just kept on battling back and they got the game into overtime. And, you know, we had our chances. They had their chances, but they capitalized. So it was a disappointing loss. And then second night on Saturday there, we played a strong game. It was we scored the first goal, then they tied it up, and then we scored a big goal late in the third, probably with 8 minutes left. And we were playing a pretty good game. You know, we're right there with them. I think we outshot them by a few shots. And then, you know, all of a sudden, just a turn of events happened where after we go up 2-1, with 2 minutes and 30 seconds are left, and they were going to pull their goalie. Like, we knew that was going to happen. We just didn't know how early. And two penalties were called, and it was down to the last couple minutes, 4-4 hockey. So I knew he was going to pull them. So I had a couple guys out there that, you know, that could kill penalties as well, but the problem is that they couldn't get off to get fresh guys out, and they ended up scoring with 20 seconds left to put it in overtime. So I think that was a pretty disappointing loss for us, and especially in overtime in that game. We had the game right on our stick where we had a wide-open net, and we missed the net, then 2 minutes later they score. So I guess the positives of it is that we're right there with them, and the negative part is that we're going to have to do it the hard way down here in Texas.
Todd, you've played Texas very hard this season. You've won in that building. And when I listened to you to describe those two losses, it wasn't like you were out of your element at all. You know, you're right there with them. Do you feel your team still believes that they can come back? And I know it's one game at a time, but you feel, hey, you know what? This isn't that impossible for us to go into Texas and win on a Wednesday night.
Well, I think the best thing is that we saw what LA's doing, you know, and it gives the guys hope. And you know, right now we're just focused on that game Wednesday night, and you know, we can't look past it for obvious reasons. But we just got to get that game Wednesday. We get that game Wednesday, you know, all of a sudden we put some doubt in Texas's mind because they're looking back in the first two games and saying, "Oh, well, those two games could have been easily swayed the other way. Like we could easily be up 2-0 playing against them tomorrow night." So I think our guys have a lot of hope. They understand that we've always done it the hard way this year. That's no different. But we're playing a very good hockey team, and it's happy. You know, I'm very happy to see that our guys are sticking with them, and we're you know, forcing them to beat us. And that's the good thing. So if we can get our power play going tomorrow, that'll be a big help. And we're just going to have to play a solid 60 minutes against these guys and see if we can get a win.
Todd, everyone in Edmonton's always curious how Darnell Nurse is doing. He's played a couple playoff games now. How's he looked so far?
Oh, he's looked good. You know, for an 18-year-old kid coming in here, playing in a playoff atmosphere against the best team in the league during the regular season, I think he's handling himself fine. You know, the pace is a lot quicker. I think he kind of got up to the pace the last few games in the regular season where, you know, he got used to it, and he doesn't look out of place at all. You know, I think it's a great experience for him. It's good to have him here. I think it's going to really help him out in the future. But he's, you know, playing solid defensively. He's moving the puck well. And, you know, he's handling, you know, like a penalty-killing role that's, like he's handling it very well. And so I just see him getting more comfortable every game he plays.
Todd Nelson, head coach of the OKC Barons, joins us Game 3 tomorrow night in Texas. You can watch it online if you go to thehl.com. Looking at a few of your offensive guys, Lander and Pitlick, Oilers fans, you know, Anton Lander this year really, Todd, was kind of the first time that he really produced at the American League level, was over a point a game player, came up to Edmonton, moved to the wing, and didn't have as much success. He's back at the center ice position where he just seems more naturally comfortable. How has he played, and is this a guy that you think is ready to go to training camp next year and compete as a centerman in the NHL?
Well, right now, I think Anton, like, he's playing well, but I think there's still more there. You know, any time a player comes back from the National League, there is an adjustment period, and it looked like early on he was, the first couple of games back, he was really fighting the puck for whatever reason, and but I thought last game he started to handle the puck a lot better, and he started to make those plays that we saw over the course of the regular season. You know, and so, like, he's a guy that we have to rely on. Right now we have a lot of offensive weapons that are out. You know, we lost Arcabello for this series, and also Matt Ford as well, like, you know, a veteran guy that's produced for us down the stretch. He's out. So it just gets magnified with guys like Anton and Roman and Tyler, where they have to, you know, produce to help us win games. But I think, you know, Anton's getting back to his old self, playing with confidence. And, yeah, like, if he keeps on progressing the way he is, he's only going to get better. He's still young. And, you know, it's a situation where going into the next season, he's going to have to put a good summer in. And, you know, that's the first and foremost thing. He's always been a hard worker. And then coming to camp with that confidence that he has here. And I think that if he has that and gets off to a good start, I think it'll really help him. And it should put him in a decent position to stick up there with the team.
You mentioned a few of the guys that are hurt there. Oscar Klefbom's only played one of the first two games. What's going on with him?
Well, he has an upper body injury. You know, like, he aggravated the same injury that he had before. And so, like, he's 50-50 for tomorrow night. He looked good today in practice. And it's just a matter of, you know, like, if it's safe for us to play him or not. And, you know, because he was pretty sore, you know, on Saturday night's game. So we didn't dress him. But he looks better now. And like, we're looking forward to having him in the lineup tomorrow. Like, that's a guy that can really work the corners well, and against a team like Texas, they really battle hard, and he's an asset to us, so hopefully he's good to go.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, I know Brian asked you about Darnell Nurse, and there's Klefbom. A few other guys on the back end. How's Fedun looking for you?
Fedzi's been good. You know, like he's been, you know, playing his normal game, you know, trying to create offense when he's able to, and also, like, he's been playing pretty well defensively, but he's been pretty consistent. Another guy that, you know, I have to mention that's been playing really good hockey, that's playing in a shutdown role, is Brandon Davidson. I think he's, you know, very strong in the corners, and right now he's playing at the top of his game. So, you know, like, I think for a young defensive core, playing against a Texas team that generally puts up 40 to 50 shots a night, I think our young core is doing really well.
Your offense, Mark Arcabello, Todd, I know you mentioned it maybe. What can you update us about him, and how's Horak looked?
Arcabello's not on the trip. We don't expect him back in this series. It's just not responding as well as we hoped. So he's not going to be playing in this series. You know, obviously, that's a big loss for us. Roman Horak, you know, he injured his knee just you know, prior, you know, early, like, he just injured his knee probably about maybe a month and a half ago or a month ago, and he's come back off that, but he looks like he's skating like he was before he got injured, which is a good sign. He scored a nice goal for us on Saturday night, and looks like he has that jump in his stride. But Roman's been playing good hockey for us here, and, you know, he's battled through that injury, and you know, right now he looks like where he was at before he got injured, so that's good news for us.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, Texas, do they play different? Are line matching combinations going to be significantly different at home compared to on the road?
Well, you know, I matched really hard at home, and, you know, that's something I have to really be on my toes with, like playing on the road. You know, we had a checking lineup against Travis Morin. He was the MVP of the league, and rightly so. He had an unbelievable year. And, you know, he basically beat us single-handedly the last game by scoring a couple goals. And but there were either odd man situations, or it was just caught, or we got caught with the wrong guys out there because we iced the puck and then Willie threw his guys out. So we're definitely going to try to get the right matchup. That's the one I'm most concerned with. As for the others, I thought our fourth line played really well against their fourth line. I like that matchup. But the other two lines, it doesn't really matter who I have them up against. But, you know, coaching on the road, you can dictate who goes out there for the most part if Willie wants to match hard. But we'll have to wait and see tomorrow night.
Well, Todd, best of luck, and hopefully you guys get game three and then go to game four.
Yeah, you never know, guys. So we'll see what we can do tomorrow night and hopefully get that win. Thanks a lot.